This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. There is a rise in celebrity winemaking and naming wine after celebrities. There's the Fergalicious bottle, for example, that's after singer Fergie. And there's rapper Lil Jon, who started Little Jonathan Winery. And of course, Michigan's own Madonna, whose family owns the Ciccone Vineyard up north. But the real question is why, and who's actually buying these bottles?
I think what we're seeing is a little bit more of a push in this area than we've seen before. It's not that there haven't been celebrity wines around. It's that I think the marketing guys have gotten a hold of it, and they're looking for broadening this niche somehow.
Chris Cook is chief wine and food critic at Our Detroit Magazine.
I've noticed a lot more of it, and I've not just here. There's a lot of stuff that we don't see here. That has celebrity names on them. Some of them are kind of a little funny.
Right. So this is more about branding than actual taste?
Well, yes. But, you can't downgrade the taste issue totally, certainly. I think that the emphasis in this, what it says is it's more on the name that's on the bottle than it does than what's in the bottle. Now, having said that, even Marilyn Merlot there's nothing wrong with it. It's just... Are there better Merlots? Well, yeah, there are.
So then why are people buying them?
Well, because I think there's a lot of novelty to it. One of the things that the wine industry is very interested in doing is hitting that younger niche market. And so where you have celebrity names, there's a lot of sports guys with their names on wines.
Really? Like what?
Oh, well, you got Wayne Gretzky has a wine up in in Canada. It's not seen here. Mario Andretti has had a line for years. I mean, a little WD-40 in the old in the old wing of the wine doesn't hurt too much, I guess. Tom Seaver was another one, but there are a lot of these guys out there, and then you have the artists, the rock stars and the movie stars,
right? So. The Fergalicious bottle, Lil Jon, as I mentioned. So that seems maybe to be sort of for the younger drinkers.
Well, yes, that is the younger. That follows the Jerry Garcia Grateful Dead wines and the Olivia Newton-John wines from Australia.
These are just so bad.
And there was one named also, I don't know if it's still around, for Neil Diamond, and one for Barbara Streisand, and there was a Bob Dylan involvement in some wine at one point.
So maybe the real question is what celebrity doesn't have a wine?
Gosh. I wouldn't want to try to make a list of that. But, our most notable wine was an Elvis Presley wine.
You write about that, in fact, in this month's Our Detroit Magazine, The Always Elvis. And it's quite the story.
It is. Well, let's put Elvis in perspective here. There's probably more wines been named after Elvis than anybody else. I mean, there's been a Blue Suede Shoes. But Always Elvis goes back to the 1970s, and it was the idea apparently of a marketing guy somewhere in the Detroit area. And they imported the most awful Moscato that you could get in Italy in the 1970s and put it in this bottle. And this was like the year after Elvis died. This apparently is the same company that made something called Wolverine wine. So if you can imagine, the interior smell of a football helmet, adds a little to wine there. So Elvis, Always Elvis is around. It's now kind of becoming this cult thing. I've seen it online on eBay. You can get a bottle for about $150.
But it's not any good.
Well, no, who's opened one?
And you're supposed to eat them with peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
You could.
Okay, so what's the price point that we're talking here about these newer bottles, these newer celebrity wines? I mean, how much are they going for?
I don't think I've seen anything higher than about $50. But, I don't want to disparage them all because, one of the good lines is Greg Norman, the golfer. Mm-hmm. He's got an Australian line that I think is one of the better ones out there of these celebrity wines, certainly. Very nice, well-done wines. And then there are people who are the investors in wine. The Madonna's family is a good example. I mean, there's nothing to disparage about that because, Tony Ciccone is a serious guy about wine. And he's had good winemakers, and they've been making some pretty decent wines. And in the run of Michigan wines, they're fairly up there.
Okay, overall. Final question. If you were going to buy one, let's say for a dinner party this weekend, if there's a bottle that you just had to get twisting your arm, maybe, what would you recommend?
I'd bring the Craig Norman, the Australian Syrah.
Chris Cook, talks all things wine and food here on Stateside. He is the chief wine and restaurant critic at Our Detroit Magazine. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.